From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Dow Chemical and DuPont say their merger will be final on the last day of the month. The two largest U.S. chemical makers say they've all the necessary regulatory approvals to close the deal August 31st. Within a year and a half of closing, the new Dow-DuPont company plans to split into three separate companies: agriculture, specialty products, and materials. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue says his department has a chance to help the Trump administration craft a legal farm worker bill. Speaking to reporters recently as part of his Back to Our Roots RV tour, Perdue expressed a desire to provide more labor certainty for farmers. He says it's not as critical in a cash grain operation because it's mechanical, but when you add ag groups like dairy, labor is critical, and we're working on solutions for the H-2A program. The USDA has lowered its 2017 production outlook for July corn while raising the estimate for soybeans. This is the first set of field-based production numbers of 2017 with widely varied weather during the growing season. As of August 1st, this year's corn crop is expected to be 14.153 billion bushels with an average yield of 169.5 bushels per acre, down from last month's projection of 14.255 billion with an average yield of 170.7. Meanwhile, soybeans are pegged to be 4.381 billion bushels with an average yield of 49.4 bushels per acre. In July, the USDA had beans at 4.26 billion bushels with an average yield of 48. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.